The fate of kidnapped, tortured and deprived Pakistani neuroscientist Dr. Afia Siddiqui was discussed here in the port city of Karachi. In a seminar titled Due Process and Equal Justice, the Tragic Case of Dr. Afia Siddiqui, in which former U.S. Attorney Ramzi Clark and former Chief Justice of Pakistan Saeed-Ul-Zaman Siddiqui participated. Afia Movement, a group of activists from different walks of life, organized the seminar. Participants of the seminar condemned the kidnapping of Pakistani neuroscientist Dr. Afia Siddiqui and stressed over due process and equal justice, which was denied in Afia's case, and sentenced her to 86 years in prison. In a complete violation of international laws, Dr. Afia was kidnapped from Karachi in 2003 with her three children, two of whom have been released, but Suleiman, who was 6 months old, is still missing.
Well, first there was her arbitrary and secret seizure and taken out of her own country without any adjudication or determination of the rights. And I mean, that makes a pretty lawless world if you can grab anybody anywhere and take them to where you can treat them any way you want to. There's no such thing as due process or equal rights or justice under law.
While talking to the audience, Saeed-Ul-Zaman said this is a set principle of law that a person accused of any offense has a right to be defended by the lawyers of his or her own choice. But Afia was denied this right, and unless she is extradited to Pakistan, she could not stand trial in U.S. Other participants also criticized the sentence and the trial by the U.S. judicial system.
Despite the fact that all the judges knew of the fact that it would be a mistrial eventually, they chose to convict her, and that also beyond reasonable limits, beyond any normal punishments that and against their own constitution.
I think there is not a single instance. The day when she was abducted from Pakistan in March 2003 till her conviction, there are several lapses on the part of state authorities, on the part of prosecutors, on the part of court.
Afia's family says she's in solitary confinement at Carswell Prison, one of the most notorious facility, also known as Cars Hell, where her mental and physical health, they say, is deteriorating. And they were not allowed to meet her even on the 2 months before scheduled Eid meeting. Mohammed Turi, Press TV, Karachi.